Hi, my name is Amber Arga. I'm a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner. And today's podcast is on the subject of receiving love. It came to me recently that we have a lot written or spoken about the subject of love, and not surprisingly, because it is the force that underpins everything, that holds everything together, the glue, in a sense, to life. But quite often, what we have written or spoken about is about being the embodiment of love and giving love. Be love, give love, go out into the world and be love. Give love to your enemies, give love to strangers, give love to your loved ones. And recently I've been meeting people, whether in a healing capacity or just in everyday life, where it's clear that they live their lives very much to give love, to be kind, to be gentle, to be thoughtful, to put someone else's needs first sometimes above their own. And yet there isn't a sense of fulfillment or a sense of happiness. Sometimes there's a sense of depletion. And what's become clear to me is that our journey to becoming the embodiment of love, whether that's a conscious journey or something that simply starts to manifest as a journey as we look to heal ourselves or come into greater power, is also about knowing how to receive love, how to allow love into our lives. Because if we're constantly giving and not receiving, then we shall be depleted. We may feel resentful. We may feel that love is not for us. We energetically give, and there are many schools of thought around this, but this is the one that for me has felt to be the most authentic. In terms of chakras, if that's something that resonates with you, our heart chakra, our higher heart, is our chest area. The center of our chest, really, and correspondingly the back of our chest, in the same place, just at the back of us. We give from the front and we receive from the back of our body. Our backs are about how much we receive life or the burdens that we may be carrying of life or what is flung at us, gossip, evil intent. And by evil I mean lacking in love, criticism, negativity, whatever may be flung at us, will often be flung at our backs, talking behind my back. It's often why that phrase is used, because we can't see it being flung at us. If we could see it, we would get out of the way, presumably. So the back of our heart is how we receive love. And it's worthwhile just checking in with, how does my heart feel? And people often put their hands in the front of their heart and say it feels open or it feels good or warm or whatever they may feel. But it's also about bringing your attention into the back of your heart, into your back area, the middle of your back. How does that feel? Just between the shoulder blades. Is there a tightness? Is there pain? Are you able to breathe into that space and simply take in life? Receive love. Receiving love is a skill. We may need to learn how to receive love, because perhaps we never truly received love, say, when we were young, when we were learning these skills. Or perhaps love came at a price. Perhaps there was a condition. Perhaps there was a way that we needed to be in order to receive love. And so love became conditional, and we became used to not receiving it unconditionally. We became used to just not receiving love. So it's interesting to bring one's awareness into the back of one's heart area, heart space, heart chakra, and ask, how open am I to receiving love and to receiving life? We can do all our manifestations, our prayers, our rituals to bring things into our life, but if we're closed off to receiving, then we simply will not receive those gifts from spirit. We need to be in a space of openness in order to receive all that life has to offer us. And that also means being in a place of discernment, It doesn't mean we open ourselves up to everything and anything. We use discernment. The question is, how useful is our discernment at this point in our lives? Because sometimes that sense of protection, that sense of discernment can be overwhelming. We can be too protected. We can be too removed from life. And so there's a balance between being open to everything, feeling everything, taking on everything, and being open and taking on nothing. That in itself is a topic in itself. But just today on receiving love, just some things to think about. Thinking about one's blocks to love, then that means what stories have you created around love? What does love mean to you? What are the stories around it? Does love mean a certain way of behavior or being, a form of vulnerability or control, perhaps? Does it always lead to heartache, perhaps? Can it be trusted? What stories have you created around love, or have you found yourself in around love? And it might be worth just writing these down, your belief systems about love, love that you give and love that you receive. And it will be interesting to see what your truth is at this time about love and about receiving love. Part of receiving is about being able to ask, and then being open to what comes our way after we've asked. And that means asking for help and asking for love if we need it. Asking for a hug. Asking for a favor. Asking for healing. Asking for compassion. Asking for understanding. So it's worth asking yourself, when was the last time you actually asked for something and then received what came your way? We can ask for help and then not receive the help that comes our way because we're expecting it to come a certain way to us. So the usual is we go into prayer or we do an intention and we ask for money. Because, I mean, you know, money is an energy and it's one that seems to dominate our lives a great deal, especially in these times. So I use it as an example. And it's something I hear a lot in healing sessions as well. The two main things we seem to ask for are love or money. So we ask for money. We put our prayer out, our intention out. Please bring me lots of money so I can pay my mortgage or I can pay the school fees or I can pay my rent or my bills or whatever it is that one needs to pay. And we wait. We wait and we say, I'm open, I'm going to receive. But somewhere in our minds, we may have created an expectation of how that energy, that money, is going to come to us. Maybe the expectation is we'll get a job or we'll get a raise or that we'll be gifted something. And that's not how the energy of money comes to us. Instead, we find that people are asking us to do odd jobs for them. Or we find that we're being gifted some money by someone we would not normally want to take that gift from, but they're being incredibly generous. Or we find that the business that we said we wanted to leave suddenly takes off, and now we have a decision to make. Do I stay in this business that is actually gifting me the very thing that I asked for, or do I leave as I had initially planned? The gist of it is that often the thing that we ask for may not come to us in the form that we have envisaged, unless we ask for it to come in a specific form. But even then, it's not for us to place conditions. We are simply open to receiving and trusting that what we receive will come to us in the best way possible. Sometimes it might mean that we may have to change our perceptions about people or events or ways of being. We might need to shift our ideals a little. Yet the gift is there if we are ready to accept it. Similarly, with love, we may say, and I hear this a lot, that we've done our rituals, our meditations around love, and it's not coming into my life. But first of all, we need to be specific about the kind of love that we're seeking. Is it love of a good friend or love of a family member or love as in romantic love? And secondly, we need to surrender that perhaps the love that is coming our way is the love that we need the most at that time. And if we're open to receiving it, maybe it will open us up even more to more love and more love and more love. And then we won't have such a need, a yearning for it, that we go into meditations and rituals in the first place. So it's worth asking oneself, how open am I to receiving the very thing that I say I'm asking for? And most specifically around this podcast, how open am I to receiving love that can come in many forms, that can come in the form of a hug from a stranger or an email from a friend? It can come in the form of synchronicity. It can come in the form of a feeling. It can come in the form of a sunrise or a sunset. Are we open to receiving love in all its many forms, or have we got an expectation about how love should look and how we will receive it when it comes in that way, in that form? And part of receiving then is acceptance, is accepting that what comes our way in that is a gift. We may have to search for that gift sometimes, but in every event, in every person is a blessing. And so how open are we to letting people into our lives for the wonder that they may bring us, the surprise that they may gift us with? Of course, this requires discernment. Of course, it means we do not let everyone into our lives blindly and allow ourselves to be abused, as can happen on any and many levels. Then discernment is something that we learn in terms of trusting our gut reactions, trusting our hearts. But if our hearts are saying, let this person in, if our hearts are feeling safe, truly safe, if our gut is saying this is okay, then what is stopping us from letting someone into our lives or a group of people? And part of that is about being able to see the best in others, and seeing that everyone is doing the best that they can. Now, maybe someone's best is not good enough for you, or maybe someone's best is actually quite detrimental to you. That's discernment. It means that what we don't do is judge and criticize the other, because judgment and criticism closes the heart to receiving love. It only hurts us. What we do is we see this person is doing the best that they can, and perhaps we acknowledge, maybe that's not for me, or maybe that's hurting me in some way and I need to step away. Or perhaps we acknowledge that their best is fine as it is, because we are doing the best that we can also. It means making allowances, not seeking perfection in others, and not seeking perfection in ourselves. It means being able to forgive with an open heart ourselves and others. And if we truly feel that there is someone in our life that is not serving us, as in it's causing us pain, that we are able to walk away, but still with love in our hearts and forgiveness. Because when we go into a place of anger and resentment, when we go into a place of judgment and criticism, what we close off is our heart's ability to receive love. If we're in a state of anger and judgment, we're closed off. We're tunnel visioned. We cannot accept, we cannot see, we cannot surrender. We're not in flow, we're in constriction. So these emotions do not serve us. They do not serve us to truly surrender into the wonder of life and receive the love that is all around us, that is in the skies and in the trees and in the land. Opening to love then is about our ability to receive love on many, many levels. To see how truly blessed we are. So that's just some things to ponder about. This is a short podcast today, but it's just some areas to ponder. How open am I to receiving love? How open am I to the wonder and the magic of life? How open am I to receiving life? If life feels as if it's not going our way, if life feels as if it's let us down in some way, that's often because We're not open to the wonder of it. We have expectations of it. And we cannot have expectations of life or love that are so rigid that constrict us from the flow of life and love flowing through us. So today's podcast is just to awaken some ponderings on how open your heart is to love. How open does the back of your heart feel to love? And so I send you much love and power and knowledge and truth. You may visit the website on www.sacredspacehealing.org. And until the next time, so it is so.